Anna Lee here with you in Lightning 100's 1 RPM studio, and I'm joined now by Lucy Silvis. Hi, Lucy.
Hello, how you doing?
Oh, it's great to see you.
It's great to see you.
You've got Corey and Jared here,
got
a little
Corey
electric,
and
a little acoustic.
Yes.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
Yes.
I got to meet Corey back in whenever month that was, February or March, for Tin Pan South.
Yes, yeah. Yeah. Oh, that was fun. Oh, my word.
That it was April. There's the poster right there.
Oh, yeah. That was
it really was
because we were. I think me and Corey were like a pair of giggly little kids, like on stage with Dan Tominski and Ashley and Sean.
Right.
I was just sort of looking there, and then it got my turn to sing. I was like, "Can't you guys just carry on?" Like this is, we were genuine fans, and Corey was losing it. It was actually amazing.
Well, Corey told me that him and Sean have kind of struck up a friendship since then. So yeah,
we're like Instagram buddies now.
Oh, yes. Instagram buddies are the best.
Soon, right? Yeah, right. That's the famous last words.
Right.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, Ashley Ray and I have become Instagram buddies, so all because of that Tin Pan South night.
Oh, she is the sweetest. I've known her a while, but my husband John has known her forever. They've been friends
cool.
for such a long time, and she has new music coming, so it's so exciting.
Yeah, I remember Sean, I guess he produced her new record, so wow, what
the
a great night that was.
Yeah,
yeah, I know, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And now we're super excited about this new festival called Fire on the Water Festival. It sounds amazing. Gallatin's not that far from here. I don't know, maybe a half an hour north.
Right.
That's an easy breezy drive.
Really easy.
And
yeah.
then it's the backdrop is Old Hickory Lake.
Right.
Doesn't
so
that
beautiful.
Sound incredible?
It sounds like you're just performing in front of a big painting. It looks so picturesque.
I know.
And I love the bill and the one in particular, Gabe Dixon, who I'm a huge fan of.
Me too.
I think he's so incredible. And I'm just glad we get to go and play that show at the same time.
That's going to be really fun. Well, you as a piano player must be really blown away by Gabe's piano.
Oh, if he's playing piano, I'm not playing the piano.
Oh,
he's unbelievable. And as a singer, as a songwriter, and his piano playing. I've got the funniest story about when I was singing at one of Dave Barnes's Christmas concerts.
Oh, so
and
fun.
Dave and Gabe Dixon was playing piano, and all I was supposed to do was sing the bridge of the song. And I'm standing there, and there's Jason Eskridge on stage, all these incredible people.
Singers, yeah.
And Gabe sang his little part and played the piano, and I was so transfixed that when it got to me, I just stood there. And Dave was looking at me and nodding like, "This is your part."
Oh, that's
and
hilarious.
I just was smiling. I spent the whole time on stage just standing there, dancing, not singing, because I was so blown away by what Gabe had just done.
Did you ever get to your part or you just missed
it? Yeah,
no. Just let it go.
Did absolutely nothing on stage except stand there like an idiot. So
that is
time well spent.
That's a great story, though. Well, maybe you can recreate that at Fire on the Water. Or maybe sing your part this time.
I'll just stand side stage and be in awe of him.
Yeah, there you are. I mean, he's played in here in the studio, and I started, like you, when I was really little. I think I was 4 or 5 when I started playing piano, but I didn't listen to my mom, and I did not practice. So
well, it's hard, but that's the thing. That's the funny thing about something that you have a passion for and something that you have to be disciplined at.
Right.
Sometimes they don't fall into the same category.
True.
And like people like Corey, who's like amazing passion about guitar and actually plays every day and play every day and night. But no, I think piano is a tough one because I had piano teachers as well, and I just used to just... It's the theory of it. It's the things you don't want to do. It feels like algebra, something that you just desperately want
to
forget.
I just wanted to learn how to play some like Deep Purple on the piano.
Yeah, there you go.
Can't I just be John Lord for a minute? They're like, no, you have to play this Mozart piece. And I'm like, okay, I'm a kid.
I was like, if it was me, that was not happening.
Yeah, same. That's why I don't play anymore. But I'm glad you do because I love piano on your songs. You've got a new album coming out. We're super excited about EGO.
EGO.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm so excited. It feels like, and it's been about 3 years since Letters to Ghost.
Yeah.
And this album, you know, it's like when you make an album, you think, well, how am I going to make the next one? And I went on tour with Chris and Morgan Stapleton, and that's how really I was able go and make EGO, because I really, you know, I didn't have a record deal or anything like that. I had to figure out, how am I going to get in the studio? Things add up. Things cost money.
So you mean not just like, how am I going to make this like personally?
No, and, how financially
but financially,
am I gonna make it?
Yeah, as well as creatively.
Right.
So I bet you got inspiration and a little cash
from
doing that tour.
I did, but it was funny because even a month before, I even thought to myself, do I even know what I'm going to say? And it just happens that way when you get yourself into a place of no fear. You get yourself into a place of just a little bit of openness to what can happen. And I think that's why I had so much fun.
Because
once
the
financial burden was slightly off my shoulders, you know, it's not like we could spend $100,000 on a record, but I had something to record with.
Right.
And then it was this town of talented people rallying together for this record.
Man, so. Some of the people you recorded with and wrote songs with, what a great list. We'll get into that in a minute, but I do want to shout out Rustin Kelly because today is his birthday.
Yes! Happy 30th, Rustin. Yeah. I hope I was supposed to tell everyone that he was 30.
It's on Instagram, so. But yes. Yeah, the big
and Jared
30.
Produced his new record.
Oh, you did? Oh, cool, Jared. Yeah. That's awesome. Well, I can't wait to hear it. We're big fans of Rustin's
Me
as well.
Me too. Yeah.
And I know you wrote with him and a bunch of other great people that I'm also a huge fan of. Uh-huh. But first, before we get to that, let's hear a song. Tell us what you're going to play and a little bit about this one.
Okay, we're going to play Kite, which thank you guys so much for playing that song. It's the first one that we released from EGO on June the 1st, and I just shot a music video for this that Jared, who's multi-talented obviously, directed.
Wow.
But we're going to play Kite for you guys.
How fun. All right, this is Kite. It's Lucy Silvis live in the 1RPM studio. Yeah, I like that a lot. That sounded great.
Thank you.
Lucy Silvis live on Lightning 100. That tune is called Kite. And I really like the sort of kite being maybe a metaphor for she, whoever it is you're singing about. Maybe it's a little autobiographical. Not being able to kind of be held down, right?
Exactly. I think anyone could relate, even that struggle when you feel like, well, I want to be with somebody, but I also feel fiercely independent and I want to be with someone who understands that. And if you're with someone who doesn't understand that, it's always going to be a tug of war, because you're trying to hold someone down that wants to be a free spirit. And that really is what it's about.
And that's not going to fly.
That's not going to. Exactly. Yeah, you should be in those sessions with us. I wrote that with Natalie Hemby and Gabe Simon and two people I admire so much. So it was a really fun one to write.
Yeah, it's really, really good. It's really funky too.
Oh, thank you.
I like that. I like that feel. And I love Natalie Hemby. She's one of my favorite artists as well as songwriters. Uh-huh. You know, she's written with so many people. Little Big Town, who you toured with.
Oh, yeah.
And we recently had her play a Nashville Sunday Night, which you've done a couple times.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And man, she's just, her Puxico record is...
Oh, she's a classic. She, in every way, she's a classic person, an artist, and songwriter. She's like a Bonnie Raitt type to me. Her voice is so stunning and so...
It is.
And it just honestly, everything is an extension of how I love her so dearly. Mm-hmm. She's somebody that I collaborated a lot with on this record.
Oh,
and
that's great.
And a lot of artists on this record, from her to Gabe Simon to Aaron McCauley and all these people. And but you know, it's that's what makes it so special to me, because it's not about what can we achieve. It's about the heart and soul of it. And I feel like Natalie and I have that understanding in each other's lives at
the
moment.
Awesome.
So That's been special for
me. Yeah, well, that's how you end up with an authentic sounding record, when it's something that comes from the heart like that.
For
so,
sure.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That makes me really happy that you collaborated with Natalie on this. She's one of my faves too, and so are you. So perfect match. And then
you
mentioned Gabe Simon, who we love, from Kopecky, who's now out. Mr. Simon with his tambourine song. That song is crazy good,
He is so awesome. He's such a creative, he's a genius. And I met him with Natalie, and we wrote two songs on the day that we met, which were Kite and Everything Looks Beautiful, which I just put out a week ago. And it was just such a fun, easy day. And he's somebody that's become a friend. And he's been such an amazing support.
Yeah.
When we did that round for Tin Pan South, Gabe was there and just came to watch.
He was there. I saw him that night.
Yeah, and it's like, that's what's so lovely about this town. Everyone rallies around each other.
It really is. It really is. When you talk about collaboration and just coming out to each other's shows and talking about each other's records, playing on each other's records.
Yeah.
It really makes it special.
It's everyone so connected.
How long have you been here now? I know you're... So you spent a lot of time growing up between England and New Zealand, right?
New Zealand, yeah. And I went... And then I came to Nashville for the first time. My best friend John Green had brought me here because he'd been coming here and loved it so much. And he said, you have to check out Nashville. And I knew country music, but I didn't know much about Nashville.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so in 2007, I came for the first time. And really, that was kind of it. I lived predominantly here from then on. But I'd go back and forth to England, because I couldn't quite make the entire jump, you know, of like, okay, I permanently live here now.
Right.
So I think by 2012, when I'd really been able to make the move, both, you know, legally and, you know, emotionally, because it was
a big
step.
And
and also I'd already met my husband, John, my now husband, John. But at the time, I also wanted to move here for my own reasons. I didn't want it to be, I wanted it to be an independent thing where I felt like I could find what was good for me here, musically and personally.
I'm not moving across the pond for a guy.
Well, not just for a guy. Although he's worth it, for sure.
He's pretty special.
I would move anywhere for him, but I think it's important, and it's important for him, too, that we both do our own thing as well.
Yes, so. And you do. And John, as you mentioned, is part of Brothers Osborne, John Osborne, and he collaborated with you on this record, too. So what was that like, working with your, at the time, I guess, kind of new husband?
Well, actually, so he produced Letters to Ghosts with Ian Fitchuk, but actually, this new album was John Green, my best friend from England, that produced
it. The one that brought you here.
The one that brought me here in the first place.
Wow.
But John, my John Osborne, basically played on a couple of songs, but he actually was away for most of this record.
Okay.
Which was actually, I was gutted, because I was like, oh, I want you to be here and be part of it. But then it was also quite freeing for me, because it was a time where I could really establish what would I do completely alone, and I value his opinion so much, but sometimes you can rely on those opinions around you too much. And he played on a few songs, and we recorded Smoking Your Weed with that we wrote with Kate York. And that was brilliant. And he played on the solo on Kite and on a few other things, which was, it's an honor for me to have him, and it's fun to have him.
Yeah,
so.
Well, he's great. And his band, Brothers Osborne, him and his brother, you know, doing so well. We're so happy for them.
I really am. And thank you for saying that. They're really hard workers. They're really down to earth people that just are just workers. They keep a very level head about everything. again. The success is icing on the cake, but they've been in Nashville for 17 years. So they really have worked at it.
17 years. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've been here almost 16. I can't believe it. Yeah.
That's crazy.
You know, you mentioned, you know, that emotional part of moving over here. I understand what you mean. And that's, I just came from California. It wasn't nearly as far as where you came from. So.
But it's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's a totally different way of life. It's a culture change in some way. And I think it doesn't matter. You're moving from a place that you're either comfortable, you have history, or you have your friends. And I definitely, sometimes people, my friends will laugh at me and be like, you were just really British right then. You cannot knock the British out of you. And it's funny because
that's good.
It's,
that's who you are.
Absolutely, it is. And then here has become such a huge part of who I am. And yet, you know, I'll always be that, you know,
British
girl.
It's the same. Can't take the California out of me, but you took me out of California.
There you go.
It's funny because I talked to Jade Bird at Bonnaroo, and she said something, and she went, oh, I'm so very British.
No, and you know what? It's so weird you just mentioned her. I literally just discovered her the other day.
Oh, wow.
And
funny.
I love her voice, and I just posted about her the other day, and I didn't realize that she was British.
Yeah. Oh,
so
yeah.
So I'm just, I'm maybe late to the party,
very
but
British.
I'm.
Yeah. You need to hang out with her. She's a hoot. She's only like 20 years old, I think.
Oh,
but
I didn't know they made him that young anymore.
Right?
It's like.
No, they come out at 21. Yes.
Come out at 21, thank God.
No, she's a hoot. She's really fun, and her set at Bonnaroo really blew me away.
Oh,
her
that's awesome.
Solo electric and acoustic, but she really had that command of the audience. It's cool that you've discovered her.
I just discovered her, and because, you know, I don't live in England, so I don't necessarily know what's coming out of there all the time.
Yeah.
I'm just about to head over there next week.
Are you?
Just for a trip.
Cool.
But
some fun time.
For some work, press for this new record's coming out over
there
as well.
Yeah.
But still, hopefully we'll fit fun in.
Yeah, definitely. And family and all that stuff.
Yes.
And then you'll be back to play Fire on the Water August 18th with some really great bands.
Yes.
Gabe Dixon, we mentioned. Jamestown Revival are super fun. They're going
to
be there.
Can't wait to see them.
They're great. Sunseeker's really great.
Yeah.
It's a fabulous lineup.
It's
going
to be a fun time. And like you said, so close by. It's so easy for everyone to get to. And I'm just excited because it'll be my first time playing it. And it's still relatively new festival,
is this the first year?
It
might even be. I don't know.
Is it?
Maybe. Oh. I'm not sure.
Well,
but
then I'm even more excited.
Yes,
to
it's very inaugural.
Yeah.
You can put that.
You know.
Oh, I played the inaugural Fire on the Water Festival.
It's going to be a blast.
Yeah, tickets are on sale. So get your tickets for that one. We've been giving away tickets on the station. It's a fun Saturday on August 18th, and I think it starts at like 11 or 11:30. It's kind of an all-day thing. Bring the kids, bring everybody.
A family affair. No, that's so nice, and I'm going to play and then hang out and just relax.
And see all those and stand side stage and, you know, be in awe of Gabe
Dixon. Be in the audience
and everybody
scare
else.
Gabe.
Yeah.
Just like.
Be like, what? All right. Well, how about playing another one for us? Tell us about this one.
This is actually one of my favorites to play. I wrote this with two people I'm a huge fan of as well, two other artists, JD McPherson and Trent Dabbs.
Oh, love them.
And we got together, the three of us, for the first time, and we wrote the song called Black Jeans.
Nice.
And this is truly one of my favorites and something that lyrically means quite a lot to me. So.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. So pay attention, you guys. This is Lucy Silvas live on Lightning 100.
That look in your eyes that says you got me figured out, like a stereotype, there's plenty of us in this town. Ain't no consolation prize, I hate it when you size me up. Oh, it's about time you see me with my cards faced up. When I'm wearing my black jeans, maybe you won't even recognize me. And you know that I won't just take a back seat. There's a side of me that needs reminding, and that's what makes me feel alive. Just another kooky trying just to catch your eye. I don't feel like myself in something somebody else designed. High heels on the pedal, feeling like a dog.
loved that. Lucy Silvas live on Lightning 100, Black Jeans on the new album EGO. Do you want to tell people what it stands for? Do they need to figure it out?
Okay. They have to guess. Figure it out. I'd love people to guess because I've been getting some really, really hilarious definitions for that.
Oh, I bet. It's my favorite thing.
I want to just wait till the last minute. Some people know what it means, but I just kind of am interested in people sending me what they think
I'll admit I had no clue. I was trying to figure it out, and then I finally found it somewhere, so I won't let the secret out.
Okay, no, I'm so excited about it.
Me too. It's called EGO. It's out. Is this your first on 30 Tigers?
It's first on 30 Tigers. Oh, so I'm really, really thrilled to be working with them. And it's, you know, Letters to Ghost was completely independent.
Yeah.
It was eye opening for me and challenging in a good way. It made me want to be more resourceful. It made me a better artist, I believe, connected to everything I do a bit better. And
that's
important
in this day and age.
Right, really is. You feel like a little bit more in touch with why you're doing it and how you're doing it. And I think now with 30 Tigers, they have just become an amazing asset to it all.
Yeah,
I love working
great partners.
With them.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're super excited about EGO.
Well, thank you.
And it's out August 24th.
August 24th.
Yeah, and you can hear the songs from it if you go see Lucy and her amazing band at the Fire on the Water festivals. That's going to be fun. So I haven't heard it yet, but there's a song called Girls from California. So
yes.
Thanks, Lucy.
The lyrics are
Maybe I shouldn't say that until I hear it.
No, okay. It's actually, and do you know what a funny thing? It's really, people are like, oh, you're talking about, it says, you know, he'd probably rather have a girl from California.
Uh-huh.
But it was really like a metaphor of saying, I feel like a bit scruffy all the time, as you can see by my hair. And I think this is, it's kind of looking at the way what the world wants and what you actually feel like you are in conjunction with that.
Well, I can't wait to hear it.
Well, thank
you.
Yeah,
can't wait to hear the whole record. Super exciting. Thanks, you guys, for stopping by.
Thanks,
Jared,
for having us.
Corey, Lucy, great to have you here. So we're going to spin a tune that is going to be on the new record,
yes,
but a slightly different version of
this
one.
Slightly different version. Yeah. We wanted to just give people something different for the record. And Daniel Tashin produced it, and Ian Fitchuk played it, and I wrote it with Daniel and Keelan Donovan,
nice,
another friend of mine. And I really love this song.
Well, this is a song that you've heard on Lightning 100 for a while, but the version we've been playing was on a 7-inch that you released,
yes,
last year when you were on tour with Chris Stapleton, and people had to come to the shows to buy that 7-inch.
Yes, it was a limited thing, a 7-inch, and it was really cool to have those 7-inches because I used to collect those when I was a kid.
Me too.
I had like Sign of the Times on 7-inch.
Awesome.
And it was the
That's so cool.
And this was a really cool thing for me to have. And I mean, EGO will be the first full-size vinyl I've ever had.
That's awesome.
But the 7-inch was really cool, and it just had Mild Habits and Just for the Record,
mm-hmm,
on it. So.
And both of those songs are on EGO.
They're both on there, yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. Awesome. Well, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, have so much fun at the festival on the 18th, Fire on the Water Festival.
We sure will.
And I hope to see you around town.
Yes,
I'm sure I will.
Yes, I hope so. I'm sure I will. Thank you.
Yeah, great having you, Jared and Corey. Thanks so much, you guys. Here's Lucy Silvas and My Old Habits on Lightning 100.